have an Abba Yisrael Lessons for the Lay, Parshas Mitzvah, Shabbos HaGodol L'Ba'aleinu L'Toyva, and I have a great lesson for you today. The lesson is, hey Iran, we have a secret weapon. I want to dedicate this year, L'Zeich and the Mishnah Kedoshim, Shenaflu HaKedus Hashem, and we now know, obviously, I didn't have to tell you this before, but we'll be saying in just about a little over a week from now, B'chol Dor V'Dor, Undim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, the first time in the history of the nation of Israel where Iran has attacked our country in Baruch Hashem, B'chazdei Hashem, with Hoda to the Rabbanu Sholem. We have to give Hoda. We don't just say Tehillim in times that we're sad. We have something called Halal, which is also Tehillim. We should thank Hashem even more than we have in the past for the great Toiva that he did, hundreds and hundreds of whatever they're called, drones and whatever that hit our nation. Sirens all around. First time sirens in many, many different places. I heard the mayor of Dimona this. We weren't included in this at all. Nothing ever happened to us. We never had a siren, you know, during the whole time of Baruch Hashem. The Rabbanu Shalom really showed what the power of tefillah, of Limud HaTorah is. And for those of us, sounds like everybody here, who's decided to stay up till 2 o'clock and after, hopefully it's, you know, you didn't waste your time. Hopefully you came to hear Torah during Ben Azmanim. I think that's an important mugging for Torah. We daven for our soldiers. We daven for Klal Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, Rishas Smichas Gulaseinu, Hagen Alea Be'avar Chastecha, Foros Aleinu Sukash Lomecha. We should only know peace and only good things with only Besorius Toivus as we coming to the holiday where we remind ourselves, B'nisan Yigael, Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I just did it with my son. We're learning for his bar mitzvah, Mir Hashem, to finish Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph. Wow. Nisan Asidim Yisgael. You should spend time thinking about this at the Seder. That Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there's a Machlekes Tishrei or Nisan, we Paskin Nisan. This is the month of the future Gula. So when you're at that Seder and you talk about the Nisan and the flows that Hashem did, I'm a nobody, but for those that looked out in the sky yesterday and saw the fireworks, it wasn't Yom HaTzmaut or 4th of July, and you say, Ribbono Shalom, wow, B'chol Dor V'Dor Amdim Aleinu L'Chaloseinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzli Me'Yodam. These are Nisan and Flois. Yeah, they had the Eser Makos then, but look what a nation literally tried to destroy the Jewish people last night. Okay? That's what they did. Hundreds of to destroy the Jewish people. Think about the cities. It's every city, north, south, middle, unbelievable. Rebbeinu Shalom, Matzilenu Miyadam. We have to give Hoda to Rebbeinu Shalom. So, what is the secret weapon? Thank you for asking. I will tell you what I believe. This week's parasha starts off with, of course, as we read just a few hours ago, a day ago, we read about the Tazria, which, of course, gets us started on the idea of Tzarah. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe, Zois Torah is a Metzorah. It tells us the Torah, Eich Metarah this Metzorah. Metarah, so what's the main reason? The Siva Koyim Lakach Metarah, Shtei Siporim, Chayos Torah, Sveitz Erev. Mishnei Tolos Ve'ezov. One of the things they have to take are the two, the first, the purification process, is to take Siporim. And the Gemara in Erechim that speaks a lot about why we get Saras, why people got Saras, is because of Lashon Hara. It's because of the way that we spoke. There are other reasons also when we talk about Nega Batim and Nega that we got on clothing. It's also because of a haughty person. But Rashi comments over here that why does it say Tziporim? Right? Why Dafka Tziporim? Why? Because Melamed She'enu Agudo Imayim Elam Mefarshu Be'alma. That we learn that there's something special. What about? So Rashi says there in Erechin, not over here, because the punishment is Lashon Hara. And we know that Tziporim, sometimes we get upset about this, you know, they don't know about the clock change. And, you know, at like 5 o'clock in the morning, we hear the birds start chirping, 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 right? The chirping of the birds is reminds us of a gossip, of slander. The purification is through the tweeting of the birds. Nobody says, they say that the Chafetz Chaim, I once had the schuss of meeting someone who was the Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim. So I asked him, can you tell me just something? I don't want to bother you too much. And he said, the most important thing I could tell you about the Chafetz Chaim, listen to this, somebody who met the Chafetz Chaim, was that many people think that since he wrote the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he didn't speak at all because he didn't want to speak Lashon Hara. He spoke more than any person I ever met in my life. He was a big speaker. But he taught us how to speak without having to speak Lashon Hara. I know that's a chiddush sometimes. You know, sometimes people come to the shop and say, no Lashon Hara at the table. And they're like, okay, but just one thing before we start. You know, like, no, that's not it. So there was a tremendous, I have the great schus, a twofold schus, that I was at this event a few weeks ago. I think I told you about it, and I got a free sefer because I spoke at the event. So they told me I could take a sefer. I said, you know, I don't know much. I haven't learned the great sefer Alei Shor of Rav Volbi. And they put out an English sefer. His grandson, Rav Yitzhak Kaplan, put out a great sefer on the Parsha. It's been reprinted already twice because it's so amazing. And in this case, he takes something from the Alei Shor that speaks about something. I'll just start off. Rav Volbi's beautiful idea, which I think will shed light on our secret weapon. And our secret weapon that we have is Dibor. We know that when the world is created, the Torah tells us that the difference when the world is actually created and man is created, I should say, that when man is created, so it says, "Vayitzar Hashem Elokim as Adam, Ofrim in Adam, Viyftach be'apol nishmas chayim, v'yadam lenefesh chaya." Says Rashi, "What's so unique lenefesh chaya? Af behema v'chaya nikru nefesh chaya." So what? Eich zu shel Adam chaya bekulam. What do we have? Das of Dibor. We have das and we have Dibor. Our Dibor is different than all of the other animal kingdom. That's what we have, says Rashi. Rashi explains the power of what Dibor is. And that is, I'm going to go back and forth because I like the English and I like the Hebrew. And he says that is the idea, Hanimsa b'balichayim. The difference is our power of Dibor. It's the difference, and unfortunately, what could bring us down. We are a medaber. We have to understand how to speak and what we can do with our speech. We think about last night. I'm sorry to say this. I'm just talking about myself. I decided to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning, which ended up being like 3:30 in the morning, right? So what do you do with that time? So you could watch the news and you could say, well, it's not good enough. Israeli news, and I'll turn on CNN, I'll turn on Fox. And all that, right? There's got to be some spin here that the Jews did this to themselves. You know, like, well, let's see, right? Or you could do it. I decided to do it. Turns on my Rebbe, Rabbi Salusky, and he said, no, let's learn Torah. That's what I have. Right? Tehillim's important as well. Said a little Tehillim. Dibor, the power of Dibor. The power of a nice word to another person. This is a very important idea, says Rav Volbi. Speech is the tool that gives a person the ability to connect with others. It creates him as a social creature, as philosophers describe. It also means that we connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam itself. Halacha teaches us an important halacha that when we say Shema, right, you have to hear yourself say Shema. It's a question by Shimon Esrei. You're not supposed to upset people by davening too loud. They say that Rav Soloveitcher used to daven very loud that you could actually hear him because he felt that you have to hear yourself when you're saying Shimon Esrei. It's a question how loud that should be. But certainly by Shema, of course, the first pasuk, we say it out loud to hear it. That's an important idea. Comes along Rav Volbi, and Rav Volbi says the following thing. The Mishnah on Avos tells us, Rav Chanina ben Trajon Omer, Shnayim sheyoshvim v'yesh b'nehem divrei Torah, Shechina shor b'nehem. That two people that sit and learn Torah together, the Shechina is sitting there. And it quotes about, Shemar azidabu yiras Hashem, ish el reyav ikshav liyishma, the kasev b'sev azikorn lefnei Hashem fine. Ein li elo shnayim, how do I know two? What's the uniqueness of two? Minayim shall feel echad Yoshev v'shoina aleihem a kasuv ki l'kayim es haTorah kulo shenema Yoshev badad v'yidom v'nito olav. Very interesting. The Torah tells us that even one person can sit and learn Torah. We learn about bidud. We know that all too well from Corona. But the bidud of this week's parasha, the person who speaks Lashon Hara, we say you don't know how to speak to people. Go be by yourself. Talk to yourself. It's not fun. I'm sure you all talk to yourself like I do all the time, but it's not a fun thing. We like to talk to other people. We like to have somebody to talk to. So says the Mishnah and Avos. So how do we know? Right? He still gets a word for it. Ma'ir ha-maharal. The Maharal says, Ki yesh b'neim divrei Torah, shechina shor b'neim. Yoshev v'shoina. That there's Torah between them. What does that mean? He's rewarded if he learns Torah, but the divine presence is there. It says he gets reward, but it doesn't say the shechina shor b'neim. Why? Because when you can converse with another person, when you can have a chavrusa, his Torah is much different. There's a lack of connection between the two. Connection is what we're talking about here. If I may use the word devekus. Devekus, devek. What's devek? Glue. There's a connection between the two. The shechin is shayra and two people are talking divrei Torah. They could be talking about anything. But they decide to talk divrei Torah. Wow. I look back 26 some years ago, the anniversary of my engagement 26 years ago, we're married 25 years, that's got to be 26 years, yeah, is coming up. We got married in Chol Hamoed Pesach. And one thing my wife said that she was very impressed with, she wasn't impressed with a lot of things on her first date. She thought it wasn't such a great date. It was a horrible first date, even though I had dated 20-something other girls before. I didn't have a great first impression, but she thought it was very interesting. When we finished our fancy schmancy meal at the fancy Vabeni, I said to her, okay, now that we're finished, I said, do you mind? I want to say a Dvar Torah. I remember that smile. My wife has a beautiful, gorgeous smile. She smiled. And afterwards, she told me that she never experienced that before. And I know it's a little bit cheesy. Is that the word you use? But it's been 26 years, and my wife knows that Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of I save my Thursdays to go out with my wife. And every Thursday, she knows Dvar Torah. Every meal that we have together, my family knows this. Okay, Avonu Dvar Torah. Right? Shechina Shoyre B'nehem. You want to show what the meal is all about. The meal is about Torah. That's what the Maharal says. The connection of speech. And in fact, then he goes on, here in Ali Short, those that want to look it up, it's in Perek Revi, in the second Chelek, Perek Revi, Nefesh Chaya, V'ruach Memilea, Daf Lama Dalad, he says something amazing. V'atrua tzricha liyos dafka im vidui. The Rambam is very stark on this point. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva Mamash Aleph Aleph that you need to have vidui. Hashem de Bagano. We know this from the times of, right, we're in the month of Nisan, so we don't say Vidoy. But we know this from the month of Elul, right? We know that Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim, we say this at the time of Slichus. Why? Because Yosef Yushev Mechait, Chayv Lizvados of Neakel. Hare mitzvahs ase havidoy, the Hachuvahi, Hatanai. And he says that the person that's not is kilo toivu b'sharis v'yado. You're missing the integral point, right? Imagine going to the mikvah and you're holding something that's tameh. Like, what are you doing? So why is that? What is the reason for that? Because speech, vidoy, is a unique tool that creates a bond. With Hashem is tefillah. That's tshuva. That's a very important point. Chazal actually tell us, in Vayikra Rabbah, he says that when a person, Chazal Omru, al vidoy shehu ke'odem shehu melachim shnei nisarim midabek biyachad. A person coming together saying vidoy is like two rods coming together, says the Medrash in Vayikra. Two like soldering pieces together. Why? Because I broke the connection with Ribbono Shel Olam because I sinned. And now through my dibur, hopefully it's a serious dibur, I sod them together. If I may add the line that I learned from my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Rav Aaron says this beautiful idea. The Rambam says, what's the key to vidoy? The words, aval Hashem Menachno. What does the word aval mean? So many people say aval means but. No. He says, aval means indeed. I'm admitting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I broke that connection. I did something wrong. Forget about it. Don't get, but this, that. No, I did it because I couldn't get up in the morning because there was science. But. Aval Hashem or not. I could have woke up from Minyan this morning. I decided not to because I thought it was more important to watch the fireworks last night. Yeah? That's the idea, says Ervoldi. That's what tefillah is. Tshuva is a process of mending, of getting together through dibur. And that's why now we can understand the severity of Lashon Hara. Hashem created speech different than all other creatures. What's it intended for? Closeness between fellow man. Do you know what a positive word can do to another person? Put a smile on a person's face? There's great stories about this that are told. But one story that comes to mind about a person in a yeshiva. I always love this story. It's such a beautiful story. Bear with me for a moment with this story. There's a person about, obviously you could talk to somebody who's about to jump off a bridge, right? And you convince the person. I've heard stories, from stories about people who the guy was having just, and he decided Nabach Lo Aleinu to kill himself. And the person didn't know. He didn't know he was going to kill himself. And he came up to him and he says, hey, what's going on? We're going out for lunch. And he's like, but he didn't want to say to him, I can't go out for lunch now because I'm going to go kill myself. And that changed his life because he went out with a bunch of friends and he smiled and he said, I have a lot to live for. But there's a story told. I always remember the story. about a bachur that came to Panovich in the 60s. Right? Panovich wasn't like Yeshivat Leif HaTorah with fancy brownies and you know, and all this great stuff with peanut butter in it. And there was, he went to Panovich. His parents wanted him to go from England. He hated it. It was terrible. And I know it's funny, in the 60s, there's only phones in one place, in the post office. You wait online in the post office, you pay them $1 gazillion, and you spoke to your parents for like 5 seconds. So he called his parents before Yontif, and he said, I got to get out of here. I can't hate this yeshiva. His parents said, well, it's Yontif already. Stay in the yeshiva for Yontif. Call us, you know, after when the news man starts. If it's not working out, fine, you can come home. You know, literally, that's what I remember when I went to yeshiva for the year. Even then, it was in the 60s. But you only called your parents maybe once every other week. Like, it's very expensive. So this kid waited a month, and he's like, okay, Baruch Hashem, I can finally now call my parents to get me a ticket because I got to get out of here. And as he was leaving the Panovich yeshiva, an older bacher came up to him and he says, who are you, by the way? I never met you before. You look sad all the time. Let's just sit down for a second. And he's like, I have to go making a phone call. He's like, you'll make a phone call another time. He never called his parents. He wrote down the name of this bacher, and years later, when his first child got married, he sent an invitation to him with a ticket. And he said, you changed my life through Dibor, because you spoke to me. At that point, nobody had spoken to him in the yeshiva. Nebuch, can you imagine if that happened in Leva Torah? It never would happen. Now with great Madrichim, no Chasim Shalom. Right? But you put your arm around somebody. What you can do, that's what it's saying. A person who speaks Lashon Hara takes that away, causes hatred. Therefore, a person who speaks Lashon Hara says the Midrash Rabbah in Devarim, a person who speaks Lashon Hara banishes the divine presence into the heavens. Scary. The Shekhinah's presence is ultimately manifest through the closeness, through love, through what words can do. That word, you know, I love you, a husband and a wife, Shekhinah Shor B'Nayim, that's what the Gemara says, between a husband and a wife. Because you create this relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom, because of words. And that's what the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us that Hashem walks bekerev machanecha. And this is what we're chalishing for. This is our divine weapon that fights us against Iran. Our words. Words have caused such a rift between the Jewish people, specifically in the last year. And unfortunately, we had to learn the wrong way over 6 months ago what it meant to bring people together and what words did. Tefillah. The people who followed up with me, even now last night, a bunch of friends texting me, hope everything's going okay. Hope your son's okay. Hope that, all that stuff. And during the war, people who reach out, words, what words can do, make you feel good, to have a better day. I'll be honest with you, Rav Robley goes on and on in this inyan. I don't want to belabor the point because I want to relate it to one more thing, but it's a beautiful piece. But I think that's the whole concept of the Seder. V'igata levincha b'yom ahu. The whole Seder is about talking. It's the whole Seder. It's actually a unique part. I don't know how we all grew up, but there are people who grew up where there was like one Baal Seder, Baal Haggadah, and he just read the Haggadah and you just sat back and relaxed. They're truly inappropriate. Everybody has to read the Haggadah themselves. I know it's difficult. Rabbi Shai Schechter told over in the headlines, if you want to get good Divrei Torah for Pesach, listen to headlines this week. He's got great Divrei Torah. So Shai Schechter was the first person on, and he said that my father had a minhag, Rav Herschel Schechter Shlita, has a minhag that when it came to Hallel, he was so important for everybody to say it, he would make sure that everybody's Haggadah had the appropriate Nusach of Hallel because we could sing it exactly the way it should be sung. Normally, no, everybody has to say it together. Everybody has to read. It's not one reader. It's not the way it works. Why? Because the Dibor. And we know that when we say things over and over again, they get into our heart. Right? Lahavdil Alfdei Avdolos. But a lie becomes a truth when you say it over and over again. You actually believed in your own mind that it happened. But obviously, in the positive way, the more that we daven, the more that we get close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the more to learn his Torah, the more that we say good things to other people, that's the ultimate protection against kol davar ra, sheba olam. And I think that is the point of this amazing holiday of Pesach. What does the word Pesach mean? Pesach. Right? Open your mouth for good things. Pesach. That's what it's about. It's not just about a peh. It's the holiday, the Agat Levitcha. It's the most unique holiday we have. We have an obligation to go over and tell our children. Another great idea that many say. Right? It's great, he said this about Rav Shechter as well, but I've heard this about other Rabbeim. Everybody goes around the table with the little kids come home from school and they have the dioramas and they have all these things and then they're showing and oh, I have the greatest gematria in the world. Okay. I have an obligation. I'm a father. I have an obligation to tell over to the kids. I want to get the kids involved. I told you the story, I think, a few weeks ago about a certain Rebbe in our yeshiva and a Talmud who went there. And after I texted him, I said, how was the Seder? It was his first, like, quote-unquote, real Seder. This is the worst Seder I had in my life. I said, what? I said, my Rebbe was a baby. He had little kids. And he spent the whole night, like, on all fours, trying to explain to the kids what it was. And he was dressed up, and then he pretended he had gender, and he put white all over his hair, and he started shaking it out when he did all the makos. And he threw head and shoulders on us, like, what are you doing, right? He wanted to come alive. And afterwards, he told this Talmud, he said, I'm sorry, but I don't have the same obligation to teach you. I have to teach my kids, and I have to do it on their level. That's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik says. We have a lot of different ways that we make things different at the Seder. So the kids, right, we wear a kittel, he says, and we change this and that, and we give them candies. But you do a lot of other things. It's about them to ask questions, for them to talk. It's not about only talking. Let them, manishtana, they ask questions, we answer. That's the power of Dibur. The power of Dibur, when, of course, Dibur is used in the most appropriate and right way. And that's something that we should be concentrating on, Rabbi Isai. That's the ultimate weapon that we have. And yes, let's talk about our parsha. How careful do we have to be with our lashonos? How careful? And I think that is, if there's something that we could work on, and I'm talking to myself now, it's lashon hara. Why? Lashon hara, in some sense, just makes us feel so good about ourselves. Why? Because when you demean another person, or you get the joke, I know this all too well, unfortunately, when you look for a good joke, and you put somebody else down to make yourself feel better, that loses that connection, not just with that other person, but with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, this is why I made man like that, so you could talk in the appropriate way, to say nice things, to do nice things. And it's true. It's true that sometimes it's just about being there. Sometimes it's just about sitting with somebody, hearing them, let them talk. We know that we have a very interesting halacha at a shiva house. That really, you're not allowed to, not really. The halacha is you can't talk at a shiva house until the person talks to you. Because maybe he's not in the mood to talk. That's the power of Dibur. Understand his kivan. What does he want to talk about? It's not about you. Shiva house is not about you. What you want to talk about? It's what he wants to talk about. You're allowed to answer that. Then you're allowed to talk. That's what Pesach is about. Open your mouth. Open your path. Talk. And one last point. One of the most glorifying points that I have is that when we think about the Jews of Mitzrayim, and we know that they were on the 49th level of Tumah, they weren't on the highest level in the world. And it says that how did Hashem listen to them? Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. Vayishma Hashem es Kolenu. Be careful. It's not what you think. Vanitzak. It doesn't say they davened. Vayid palel, vayishma Hashem is calling. No. What does Vanitzak mean? They were slaves in Egypt. And you know what they did? Oy. But they looked up to Hashem. Or they said, oh God. That was their davening. Rabbi Isai, sometimes davening is not about three times a day. It's about 24 hours a day. It's about when something good happens and you make the bus you never thought you would make. Thank you. It's the talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That connection is not just about three times a day. In Mirtz Hashem, it should also be three times a day, especially with a minyan. Yes, especially Ben Hazmana. But it's also about that time where we can go and say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you. The davening, but nitzak. Thank you. The last thing I did before I went to sleep, unfortunately, when I woke up my wife, and I shouldn't have, and it was 3 something in the morning, I said, before I go to sleep, I want to give hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Wow. If you saw the pictures, if you didn't see it outside, you saw the pictures above Har HaBayis. You saw Rabbi Isai, do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand the Mitzrayim miracle here? I don't want to say. I don't want to be so. But this is a nace. This is the month of Nisan. The month of Nisan. Did you see what happened? Do you know how many missiles hit our country like at the same time? Are you not mispoil of it? Do we? It was nature. Nature. It's because the David sling. It's because the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just like that, if you would have heard the story in the Chas V'Shalom the same way, saying, okay, we couldn't handle 500 missiles at the same time. So, of course, 12 of them hit multiple buildings. Chizuk that we get from this. We should be zeicha that we should use our dibur for the greatest thing. We should use our dibur always for good things. And be zeicha for b'soris tovus of Klal Yisrael. And we should have on our mind, as I started with, B'Nisan Asitim Lisgoyel. At our Seder, we should make a point, as it says in the Pele Yoetz, to daven for Mashiach, Eliyahu Hanavi. Believe in it. Believe in Eliyahu Hanavi. If any year we needed it more than ever. Should be zeichet to see a Geula Shlema, maybe even we can get ready in a very speedy way for the Korban Pesach, Amir Tzashem, and go up to Har HaBayis with all the Koilos and Brokim on the top, all the fireworks, and say, ah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is on our side, protecting us, b'chol dor adorim aleinu, b'chaloseinu b'yas goyel tzedek, meheir v'yameinu, amen.